First off, we should always remember in production agriculture, whether it's crops or livestock, we're subject to the weather. We're subject to any other of a myriad of conditions farmers and ranchers are. Sometimes, as our friend in the Northern Plains and the Dakotas discovered not many days ago, you have weather events that are not exactly never heard of before, but are so infrequent and of such a devastating nature. The super rain, snowfall in the Dakotas and the reported loss of 75,000 head of livestock. Those cattle are well taken care of by their owners. They're well maintained. But when you're in the Dakotas, you are up on the Canadian border. You're not that far away from the great north up there temperature-wise. My understanding is it was a combination of the worst possible weather events for livestock outside, a series of soaking rains, a dramatic drop in temperature, followed by ice, followed by snow. So whether you're a 1,200-pound cow or a 600-pound calf, or even something younger than that, when you're soaked to the bone, you're subjected to incredibly low temperatures below freezing, the wind chill factor. You can't generate enough heat to dry out and stay warm, and you freeze to death. It is a tragedy in many ways, because understand, a lot of these are breeding stock operations. These are cattle. Bulls, the cows, the genetic pool have been in families for a generation or generations or generations. There are pedigrees on a lot of these cattle that go back farther than most of our fellow citizens can identify who their ancestors are. So there's that loss. There's loss of that much future production into the human food chain. In the Farm Bill, we have language that addresses livestock disaster losses. In the previous Farm Bill, because of budget issues, the programs were funded for 4 years of the five-year Farm Bill, so they've expired. We address those kind of issues in this Farm Bill. So first of all, Mr. Chairman, let me say the sympathy needs to go out to all those good stock men and women who've lost the work of a lifetime, maybe in generations. But also, we need to do this Farm Bill so that the tools are there for them to address these economic losses. I tell people sometime, you have to understand, in the beef cattle business, when you sell that cow, you're selling the factory. You don't just turn the switch off, lock the door, and say, workers, come back next day or next week or next year. You sell the factory. So for these folks to put themselves back together, they've got to take care of the dead animals, public health issue, and they'll do that. They've got to address how they find replacement stock, and they've got to acquire those. That's why things like the Farm Bill are so important. So if you want to help my friends in the Dakotas, let me get to conference and finish a Farm Bill that we can all vote for, Mr. Chairman. And with that, I thank you for the concern of the entire committee about our fellow farmers and ranchers out in the High Plains and the Northern Plains who suffered so much.